wrong up, doctor. Wrong up. So let's talk first about your book, In Exile, The History and Lore Surrounding New Orleans Gay Culture and Its Oldest Bar, which you wrote with Jeffrey Palmquist.
That's right. We wrote that, it's been 6 or 7 years now. And around that time, around 2010, I became very interested in learning more about our local LGBTQ history and was very frustrated to discover there wasn't a whole lot out there. And as somebody once said, whoever gets the vision gets the task.
Right.
So we started out just researching the bar, Cafe Lafitte in Exile, which is the oldest gay bar in the city. And the more we got into that, we realized we're going to have to situate the narrative of how the bar evolved into a larger context. And so In Exile, the book is really just scratches the surface and establishes the setting for the LGBTQ history of New Orleans. And it's not an exhaustive or definitive book by any means, but it is the first one that was ever written.
Wow.
And so we're proud of that.
And then the vision and the task grew to include the archives.
Yes, the book In Exile opened up a lot of doors for me. It opened up a door with Ambush Magazine, which invited me to start writing a history column on local LGBTQ history for them in 2012, which I'm still writing. Those essays will be compiled into a book at some point. And it eventually led to the creation of the LGBT Plus Archives Project of Louisiana, which is a nonprofit organization that works to preserve our local history.
Excellent. Now, two of the books that I think people read are anthologies. One of them is Love, Bourbon Street, Reflections of New Orleans, edited by Greg Heron and Paul Willis. And you also edited with Jeffrey My Gay New Orleans 28 Personal Reminiscences on LGBT Life in New Orleans.
That was a fun book to edit. I don't think anyone who's ever edited a book will tell you it's a pleasure to do. But we were very fortunate in that we got a lot of great submissions. And our vision with that book was to capture a cross-section of the LGBTQ community here in New Orleans. And I think we were successful with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, the LGBTQ community brings a lot of joy and flamboyance and art to New Orleans culture.
Yes.
And two new books celebrate that. One is Unveiling the Muse, The History of Gay Carnival in New Orleans by Howard Phillips Smith, which is the big gay coffee table book, don't you think?
It is an amazing fabulous book. I mean, it weighs about 50 pounds.
Yes.
But, you know, just the pictures alone, there are over 600 illustrations, make it worth the price of the book. Howard spent over 20 years researching that book, and it is, without question, the definitive book on gay carnival in New Orleans. It's a wonderful book. A lot of illustrations, a lot of pictures from carnival balls, a lot of costume sketches, early invitations, posters, and whatnot. It is
great,
a treasure trove. Yes.
Oh, everybody needs that book. It's just a beauty. We've been talking with Frank Perez, president and founder of the LGBTQ Archives of Louisiana and author of Southern Decadence in New Orleans, about books about New Orleans LGBTQ culture. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.